John Rainey, state rep for District 14, joins us in studio. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great, Scott.
Well, it's all done. You finished on time. I guess that's a good thing right there. Everybody seems to be indicating that the 84th legislature, not necessarily memorable because of doing anything bad, but I don't know. How far did we push the ball down the road as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think we did some good things. First of all, we funded some more money for public education. That was an important thing. In the House, we had $3 billion in our budget. Senate cut it to $1.5 billion. But that was a good thing that we did. We did pre-K at a better rate.
Yeah.
And we ended up with $58 billion toward public education.
So. Yeah, we're going to have the superintendents on in the coming weeks. I'm sure they're going to say that there's still some places where those holes need to be filled. But, I guess we've got some pretty good situations in that we may have an opportunity to have more than just one district judge look at future funding. And, again, we don't know what the courts are going to rule yet. And the opportunity in the future looks a little brighter, I think.
It's going to be a three-judge panel is the way I understand it. And I do think it's possible that we'll have a little better situation. There is even some possibility that they'll just say, listen, the legislature's done a better job of funding it on a more equitable basis, and we're going to dismiss this case. I don't know whether that'll happen or not. I think there's a lot of folks, at least 181 over there, that hope that would happen.
Yeah, right.
If we have a special session for Pub Ed, it'll probably be late to spring of next year after primaries, my guess. My biggest guess is that we'll handle it if it need to be done in the next session.
Sure. John Rainey joining us in studio today. Campus carry, that passed. Plus, you give some caveats to the individual administrations to make changes as they see necessary.
I think that was important that we do that. There are certain places that campuses need to have protected. For instance, hospitals, they don't want them in the hospitals, particularly the psychiatric hospitals. And other places of secure necessary, maybe chemical labs, that sort of thing, where there could be a problem.
John Rainey joining us this morning. Even before you were in the state legislature, you have always had the cause of small business is really up front as far as you were concerned. How do you feel like small business has fared in this session?
I think we did pretty good. We are going to have, I think, a 25% reduction in the franchise tax. I think that's important. I would like to see the franchise tax leave, but we got to find some other way of finding that money, same money. That's pretty good. I think for most small business people will be happy with that.
Well, the environment obviously for Texas has always been pro-business. Before we move on to higher ed, kind of like to get your assessment of the new leadership, the new governor and the lieutenant governor. I mean, they had to kind of get to know each other and get to know y'all.
I think it's going to work fine. There's always going to be bumps in the road. The great thing, frankly, was that we had a leader with experience in the House. And Joe did a great job. He's kind of a low-key guy. He doesn't push you a lot, but he's also knowledgeable on what's going on. So I was very pleased with what went on in the House. Senate seemed to do fine, too. And everybody expects Governor Abbott to do well.
John Rainey joined us in the studio today. Okay, let's turn our attention to higher ed because there are a few things in there. Before we move to Blinn, let's start with A&M. What happened as far as A&M is concerned? I think there are obviously some construction revenue bonds that were there and then some other funding that might be available.
Well, I think A&M came out really well. I've got some notes here on my iPhone to help me remember.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah.
You got to do something to improve your memory.
I understand. Can't carry it around with you.
From a construction situation, we got $75 million for the large animal biocontainment safety lab, which is a level 3 lab. Something they tried to get last session. We didn't have any TRBs. That'll be added on to the veterinary pathology lab, and it's going to be a wonderful thing for A&M and for animal science. Also, we got two facilities for the College of Medicine, one in here in College Station at $72 million, and another one in Dallas at the dental school at Baylor College of Dentistry for $72 million. And then, as you and I talked earlier about the Transportation Institute, there's a $65 million Center for Infrastructure Renewal. The appropriation was $5 million worth of debt service. So
now what does that mean for us? What's going to happen with that money that's going to go to TTI?
Well, I think what it's going to do is give them the ability to do some more research on materials that are used in highways. That's my understanding. They think they can save a lot of money on materials and maybe recycling asphalt, which I know they're already doing to some degree, but maybe there's some other way that they can do that and come out well. Just hopefully for not only materials that last longer, but maybe be safer too.
Sure. Well, and again, from a technological standpoint, if you can put that to work for you, because we're going to, obviously, transportation, building, and maintaining roads is always going to be a problem for us here in Texas. Well, let's turn our attention then to Blinn. Obviously, you had you'd put a bill out that was defeated on the floor, but you attached a rider to the budget that has changed some things as far as the situation with Blinn. So, kind of give us an overview there.
Budget rider actually affects all community colleges. I don't think anybody knows how community colleges are handling their finances statewide. The state puts a good bit of money in it. In the case of Blinn, I think it's about $22.5 million, and the tax revenue raised in Washington County is only $1.6 million. Now, before I go too far and get in trouble for blasting Blinn, I want to tell you I'm very proud of Blinn for the kind of education they're providing and what they're doing with the transfer rate to get kids into A&M and other institutions of four-year education. So I'm really proud of that. I just think they need to have some oversight on the way they spend their money.
Yeah, well, I don't think you've ever said they weren't an asset. I mean,
they're a wonderful asset. Yeah. And also in Brenham, a lot of people have said, oh, Rainey, he wants to close down the Brenham campus. Nothing could be further from the truth.
So now, obviously, you're not in session for 2 years, but there will be things, benchmarks that have to be met, and then I guess information that will be gathered. When it comes to this whole process of community colleges in Texas, what will happen between now and when the session convenes in 2 years?
I was over on the Senate side talking to Senator Seliger. He's from Amarillo. He is going to have some hearings on community colleges. Probably will have one either here or in Brenham. And I said, well, why don't we get the House involved in that too? Of course, that's really not my job. It's the chairman's job. But I think he's been in contact with Chairman Zerwas, Dr. Zerwas. And if we have one of those, I sure hope we have one here. I suspect that we'll end up having multiples around the state to understand better what community colleges are doing. The House, I think, understands that, particularly on the Higher Education Committee, better perhaps than the Senate does. But that was because of all the testimony that we took during this session.
Sure. Now, and again, you'll have two seats. There'll be two seats on the Blinn board that will be from here. And how do they get seated?
They'll be appointed by the Commissioner's Court. They'll go in December, I believe, and they will come from the group from the advisory committee that currently exists.
Now, one of the other things in that rider that you attached is that, as I understand it, the funding has to be broken down by campus so that it's clear and available. When does that have to go? When does that go into effect?
Well, that takes effect is at the end of this fiscal year. So sometime next fall, and I think it's a 90-day period, but I may be wrong, they will have to report that to the Legislative Budget Board. And then we will get that information to higher ed.
Okay. John Rainey joining us this morning. Finally, today, the hotel-motel tax is something that is available statewide, but it's very defined, closely defined, as to how that money can be spent. Bryan College Station, a bit of an anomaly. I mean, we're a small town that has a lot of hotel rooms that get rented a lot. So there's a lot of money out there. And from time to time, every session, there are things called local issues. These are just local bills that have to do with a small area. You had one that had to do with the use of hot funds here in Brazos County and Bryan College Station in your district. Can you tell me what that legislation was and what that's going to mean for the cities?
Both cities wanted to use hot funds for expansion and construction of new athletic facilities in the communities, and that was prohibited by the current law. So we were able to pass a law that would allow that. Matter of fact, my friend Drew Darby from out of San Angelo says, well, why don't we do that for everybody? It looks like it's a good deal. And it may be, but that's just another way to divide money, and if you don't have the kind of money that we have, we're fortunate to have here, then it might not be such a good idea.
Yeah, well, yeah, we do. We are an anomaly. I don't think there's anybody else per square footage that ends up with this many hotel rooms, that's for sure. I do have to say, though, that the state legislature is a body. Y'all patted yourself on the back when we still got a rainy day fund that's got a ton of money in it, and really only gave the people of Texas a pittance when it came to any kind of a tax break.
$11 billion is still in the rainy day fund. And I think we're fortunate in that regard. I don't know how it's going to continue to grow or if it will. I'm concerned about the transportation money that would come out of it if oil industry continues to be good. If it continues its slowness right now, then we won't have that money to go to transportation. You know, I think that that there was a lot of talk about tax reduction, and when it came down to it, there's a lot of dedicated money out there that's sitting, and we cannot use that for tax reduction because it's already committed to particular programs. And we're trying to work that money down so that we can be more transparent in our budget. I think we took another couple of $1 billion out of that. It's about $4 billion right now. And so that I think the Senate was looking at that at the beginning, thinking we could reduce our taxes by and use that money. Well, it can't be used because it's part of a dedicated money.
John Rainey joining us this morning. I appreciate the time during the session. You talking with us each week, and I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Happy to be here, Scott. It's happy to be home, too.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot. All right, John Rainey with us, and we'll talk to the mayor in just a minute.